We yesterday were talking about the pursuit of wisdom as the central element of our Christian faith. It is wisdom we pursue first, and our wisdom informs our morality. It's not morality we pursue first, but the wisdom, because when we pursue wisdom, it leads us to transform our lives completely. But if we just pursue morality first, then we just follow rules without necessarily the wisdom behind it. So as you can understand that when someone can come to say, why do you Catholics feel that this is wrong or this is right, then we, as St. Paul says, have a way to answer that because we root ourselves first in the wisdom of Christ. And our answer should never be, well, that's because that's what the church says. It should never be that. It should always be because Christ has called us to understand who we truly are as human beings, and that's how we manifest that. Hi, my name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at 950 a.m., 100.3 FM. And you can also find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, where our programs air or appear after they air on WROL. It's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can find a blog there. You can find a way to contact us, to write to us, all of that at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we are talking about that whole pursuit of wisdom. And what I was talking about yesterday is that when we pursue wisdom, that Christ transforms us as we, through our relationship with Christ, as we grow closer to Christ. And as Dietrich von Hildebrand taught in his book from Ignatius Press called Transformation in Christ on the Christian Attitude, originally written in 1948, we find that what happens is what is enhanced in us as we embrace Christ more is who we truly are as Christ is calling us to be. He is not transforming us to be this one unit of a Borg, for example, taking a little of Star Trek theology, so to speak. But he's calling us to be who he created to be, and who I'm created to be is different than who you are created to be. Maybe an example I thought of as I was laying down the base of the tracks here is putting in the commercials that I do, and obviously they're done with a little humor, but they're done as a way to open up our desire to read the Bible, and that's what it is. And, you know, in case you didn't know this, a lot of Catholics are known for not reading the Bible, even though that is, we're called to read the Bible, called to know the Bible, but a lot of Catholics are known. That's why I put at the end of the so-called commercials which Testament it's in, because I know there are Catholics that don't know. Is it in the New Testament or is it in the Old Testament? I've literally had people say, I want this New Testament reading as the first reading in my relative's mass. It might be like even a funeral mass, and the priest won't allow it. Why not? And no one helped them to understand that the so-called New Testament reading that they wanted was from the Gospels, and there already is a Gospel reading that it can be used for. But you see my saying. I mean, that really kind of reflects how at times we encounter Catholics, and I'm sure every single Christian who is listening to this has said, yes, we know, Catholics who don't know their Bible. So that's why I do the in the New Testament, in the Old Testament. But those little commercials that I put in there, they're unique, and they're also unique to me. That's one of the ways that I share my faith. Now, Christ does not come along and saying, I want you to be exactly like Father so-and-so or Bishop Jones or whoever. I want you to be you, but I'm going to transform you to be more as the person I created you to be. And that's what Christ does for all of us. That's what he does for all of us. So it's not a case where we lose who we truly are. It's that we lose that who we are that is not where Christ is calling us, but he enhances that who we truly are. And in light of that, so all your gifts and all those things that you have that God has given you to become fully human and fully alive through his interaction, that's remains and grows. And that's an important consideration, because when we look at that understanding and we realize that, we're called to be who Christ called us to be, and he transforms us. So what happens is, the more we understand that process, the more, as Dietrich von Hildebrand teaches, the more we let go of that which prevents us from being what Christ calls us to do, and we embrace that which leads us with Christ, what Christ calls us to do. We're going to talk more about this at the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You've decided to return to your faith and to start to go back to church. Then everything seems to go wrong. It's almost as if the Lord is making it harder for you. You're discouraged. Have you read Sirach chapter 2? Yes, Sirach chapter 2 has one of the most powerful words of encouragement.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
It reminds you that your difficulties are how God is purifying you.
Though in fire, gold is tested, and the chosen in the crucible of humiliation.
So the next time you feel the whole world is working against you, check out Sirach chapter 2.
In the Old Testament.
Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's producer@CatholicAudioMedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@CatholicAudioMedia.com. We're back, and before we were talking about that process where Christ is calling us to and transforming us to be who we are, with our own individual talents and our own individual gifts, but he will enhance them as we are transformed in Christ by letting go of those things that he does not want us to be and embracing those things that he does. And as I was reflecting on this, I was reading the book and also reflecting about this for some time, what we do is, as we embrace in our relationship with Christ that divine wisdom that he's calling us to be transformed, then we embrace more that interaction of the divine wisdom that helps us in our use of human wisdom. And we need that divine wisdom to transform our understanding of human wisdom. So, at the same time, if we only live by human wisdom, which there is this huge operation in our country that says we don't need God anymore, we have we don't need any of that anymore, but what we have is this wisdom that we have found that is human wisdom, that's ultimately not going to work. And that has a huge part in what is going in our country right now with a lot of the violence and a lot of the struggles and everything. And it has a huge part historically as well. When we get our faith wrong, which we all know happens, when we get our faith wrong, then we will end up operating out of a human wisdom that even is a worse deception than just turning around and saying there is no God, so we're going to believe this, because we believe it's divine wisdom, although it never was. And a lot of racist ideas come from that, but a lot of all forms of bad ideas come from that. And it's a worse form of just living off human wisdom, because we think it's divine, but it's not what the Bible teaches. It's not what our faith teaches. And that's why we need to have that relationship with Christ that is more profound, that challenges us, that leads us to understand on a far deeper level what it truly means to be human and how we live that so we can help other people to understand. So it's a process of letting go of that which we assume to be the way to live and embracing that light that Christ shows us how to live. And that may also lead us to live a life that is challenging to others, even ourselves. We may have grown up with an understanding that we have to live a certain way of life and then find out in our relationship with Christ that's not the way we're supposed to live. An example is what I said at the very beginning, that many people believe that our Catholic faith is all about just living a moral life, being good people, and then we get to heaven. No, it's about being transformed in Christ, of which that may be a part, but it's not the whole. And our embracing of Christ and his wisdom transforms our understanding. And we may come to the point that we may turn around and say, this doesn't make any sense. A good story that I thought I'd share with you, and I hope I don't have time to do that, is the case of a student who came to a Catholic school. This is several decades ago. Catholic school, wearing an earring. And the rule was, if a student wore an earring, that student had to be, it was all male school, had to be expelled. It was not allowed. So he was given the choice, either stop wearing the earring or you can't keep going to school here. Well, it was a Franciscan-run school. So one of the Franciscan priests turned around and said, we can't do that. We're Franciscans. Francis would never allow this. St. Francis would say, that's ridiculous. And they said, I'm sorry, we have the rules, and sorry, Father, this is the rule, you have to do this. And he says, no, you can't. You are not embodying the wisdom of Christ or the teachings of Francis if you expel this student. And they said, no, if he comes to school tomorrow with an earring, we're going to have to kick him out of school. So the priest went and he got his ear pierced and he showed up to school the next day with an earring and they couldn't expel the student. Powerful teaching where he challenged the authorities of the school in light of the wisdom of what it meant to live the faith. Now, some people may agree with it, some people may not, but you can see our transformation needs to change us radically. Sister Helena Burns, tomorrow, have a blessed day.
We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.